Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So they're back home in the corral where they haven't lost this year. Jerry Bland's Etchewood Football Mustangs needing a big win at its homecoming Friday night to stay in the WIC East Division chase. But before we get to that, we get to a special night. In addition to homecoming, it's a salute to the hometown heroes. The familiar red and black jerseys to be changed over to camouflage jerseys for this one against 15th-ranked North Putnam. And as Coach Jerry Bland explained to me...
Well, it's a program the National Guard runs, and I know some other teams in the area have used it, but it's just a simple way to recognize those students and former Ellisville patrons that have went on and made sacrifices for us. Just going to recognize them, call their name out. Very proud. There's over 60 names on the list. And right now we're looking at any Edgewood graduate that has served or is serving. It's just kind of a thank you and a recognition for them.
It's all about us. And you got a solid group of seniors. You got leaders. They put in extra work earlier at the start of the week. But let's just go play Edgewood football.
Yeah, that's really what we need to do is just settle down and play. And you know, the keys for us is taking care of those little things, you know, holding on to the football, staying with our blocks. And then defensively, you know, we played very fast and very physical against OV. We need to bring that and really just get after North Putnam. They're a good football team, well coached, but I think if our kids can narrow down on our own mistakes, then we have a chance to be in this ball game.
Well, certainly, hopefully that's the case for the Mustangs. Like the Cougars, both 1-1 in the division. Choctaw at 6:30. By the way, South travels to Terre Haute South, and North is home to Perry Meridian, trying to end a three-game losing streak. NFL Thursday Night Football, Washington taking on the New York Giants, pregame at 8. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So that'll be our first ever meeting with the Demon Deacons in football Saturday at BB&T Field down in Winston-Salem, NC. I hear it's homecoming. What else is new in that regard? But what is new and getting a little better each week is young defense is creating turnovers and as a big a number you'll find right now that's key, a +5 in the takes. That's good for 41 points today. And as Coach Kevin was telling us earlier in the week.
Well, we wouldn't be 3-0 if we wouldn't have them. And there's several factors in games, but turnover ratio is a good part of it. I think we're recruiting better athletes, longer. We still got to find some ways to get pressure on the quarterback at a better level. We're giving up some plays, and that's some youthfulness and just the ability to process, and that's some growing pains. But I think Coach Shelby and Coach Joseph are doing a good job working together, and I think that group's learning how to play and they're growing. So there's some athletes, and but it's a long way off. I mean, it's good to see, but we got a lot to tighten up.
Well, sure, there is plenty to tighten up, and what better time than just ahead of our second season, so to speak, and that's the Big Ten a week from Saturday. An improved pass rush would help, as Brian Norris sees some signs of that coming around.
We've been able to pressure with 5. We've been able to rush 4, and some of our best pressures and sacks have come out of a 4-man rush. So we just need to continue the Shaw, Mangieri, Latham, and Green being able to, for those 4 to create pressure, pick our spots obviously when we need to bring more than 4.
Well, I tell you, the neat thing is there's different guys doing different things, and the more the merrier, huh? Defensive coordinator Brian Knorr. Head coach Kevin Wilson. 12:30, by the way, kick time down in Winston-Salem against Wake Forest. Don't forget Washington tonight and the New York Giants pregame at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.